This is Flustered, a Star Wars prequel trilogy fanfic written by Sassy Snowperson and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Padme Amidala, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker, with additional tags for alternate universe canon divergence. Order 66 does not occur. First love. Second love. And all the embarrassing feelings that happen when you're having both at the same time. Matchmaker Anakin Skywalker. Padme Amidala is going to murder her meddling husband. Polyamory negotiations. POV Padme Amidala. Fluff. Humor. This story was written for me, Rena Jenkins, as part of Star Wars Rare Pair Exchange 2019. Padme sat on a bench, on one of the many small balconies dotting the outside of the Senate. She looked out over the bustling city and did her best to gather her thoughts. The door slid open behind her, and Padme turned to find the figure of Obi-Wan in the doorway. She gave him a small, exhausted smile and gestured to the bench next to her. Obi-Wan gave a soft sigh as he settled down next to Padme. I had a meeting with the military council. After that headache, I find I needed some quiet. Should I find another bench and leave you in peace? Padme asked, mostly teasing. After all, she had shown him where her favorite bench was a few weeks back, letting him in on her favorite view. If he had wanted privacy, it would have been easy for him to find an unoccupied balcony of his own. Obi-Wan shook his head. I had hoped I'd find you out here, he said softly, stretching out his legs as he regarded the cityscape. It's been a long day. Been a long month, Padme offered in return, along with a sympathetic smile. Every time I think we've nearly recovered, and then there's some new atrocity awaiting us. If Fives hadn't discovered the inhibitor chips... Padme folded her hands in her lap and felt a tremble move through her body. We let it get so far. We're just lucky the clones haven't revolted on Moss. Yet. Obi-Wan's hand settled on her forearm and squeezed. Your work with emancipation legislation is no doubt to thank for that, as well as ensuring free and quick removal of all chips, and offering the clones retirement options, and... It's the bare minimum, Padme protested, leaning toward Obi-Wan slightly. I need to do so much more. We all do, Obi-Wan inclined his head. It doesn't rest solely on you. Besides, he continued, some solemnity dropping off and some cheer entering his tone, you have enough on your plate. How is your family? Good. Anakin insists he's perfectly content looking after the twins while I fight my way through this legislative nightmare. Padme paused and smiled almost involuntarily as she thought about her husband. I talk everything over with him. His passion for emancipation is in everything I write. Good. By the way, I'd believe him when he says he's content. Obi-Wan gave a smile of his own. It was an expression that added a compelling gentleness to his face. He's so happy every time he talks with me. Much as I miss him, he is where he belongs. I know he's proud of the work you're doing with the temple as well. Padme glanced down at his hand, still resting on her forearm, and feeling greatly daring, covered it with her own. The Jedi will come out stronger for the changes they make now. Obi-Wan shook his head. We let a Wraith Viper into our midst with the clones. Not the clones themselves. Perhaps it would be more accurate to say they revealed the Wraith Viper already amongst us. Padme nodded. The Sith. No, Obi-Wan corrected gently. It is tempting to blame things on the Sith, but the problem is deeper than that. It was revealed in our willingness to treat people as things. Disposable things. Of course, Padme said, nodding. Anakin had loved his clones, and when he had found out the truth of their orders, he had quit the temple the same day. Obi-Wan's reaction was just as strong, but differently focused. It seemed so reasonable at the time. We needed an army, and like a gift from the Force, there one was. We justified it by saying more would have died without them. Obi-Wan gave a heavy sigh, and his thumb traced a small back and forth along her arm. We let our definition of the greater good become a tyranny all its own. The temple that made that choice needs to be destroyed. It needs to be rebuilt. I hope we are rebuilding something better. I'm sure you are, Padme said, squeezing his hand gently. We are. The temple, the Senate, we fight to make it better. Obi-Wan looked over at her and smiled. Padme's breath caught. She was close, too close, and he was right there, and his eyes were lovely, and... Obi-Wan cleared his throat and jerked his hand away from her arm, and Padme had to fight to keep from flinging herself off the bench in the other direction. What was that? Where had it come from? Obi-Wan stood, a little more rushed than usual, before turning and offering Padme a deep bow. Thank you for the conversation, as always, Senator Amidala. My spirit is always restored by these discussions. Padme grabbed at formality like a lifeline, inclining her own head. A pleasure indeed, Master Kenobi. Obi-Wan left, and Padme could swear she still felt the imprint of his hand against her arm. All right, Anakin, Padme said, taking a deep breath as she stared at his figure in the holoprojector. We're working on being more honest with each other, and not judging.
I'm sorry, Anakin said in a rush. I know we're still discussing how and when we're going to share pictures of the children on the holonet, but in my defense, they were both making really cute faces.
I hadn't seen those yet.
Oh, never mind. What pictures?
Padme flicked through her datapad, smiling as she saw the wide-eyed faces of her twins. All right, yes, that is pretty adorable. We should still try to limit it, but I'm willing to give you a pass. This time.
Phew.
Anakin paused, giving her a sharp look.
So why do you bring it up?
Padme flattened her lips, looking off to the side. She considered brushing it off, but no, this was the sort of thing that could fester if left unsaid. Better to have it out in the open. I realized today that I might have just the tiniest bit of... Anakin leaned closer, and Padme fought the urge to lean back. She took a deep breath before forcing the words out. A crush on Obi-Wan. Anakin blinked. Padme braced for his what? His anger? Jealousy? Sadness?
I'm surprised it took you this long,
Anakin said.
I mean, he's gorgeous, and you've been working with him for a while now.
Padme blinked. That is not the response I was expecting. Anakin gave her a lopsided smile.
I can try to summon a jealous rage if you really want.
He shook his head.
I've been working through things with my mind healer you recommended. Palpatine was really manipulating me. He was isolating me through fear and jealousy. I'm determined not to be the person he tried to make me become.
Padme swallowed around a lump in her throat. I'm so proud of you. I love you so much.
I know you do,
Anakin reassured her.
And, in the interest of full disclosure, you're not the only person in this marriage that has wondered what Obi-Wan's beard would feel like between their thighs.
Anakin! Padme's voice rose and cracked. I certainly have not.
Haven't gotten there yet, huh?
Anakin winked.
You will.
Padme buried her face in her hands and flushed bright red.
So, what have you imagined?
Anakin asked, leaning in. I don't know. Padme waved her hands in front of her. It's not like that. He was just sitting close and being kind. He has really nice eyes and hands. Anakin grinned.
I feel like you were never this flustered with me.
You didn't see me talking to my handmaidens, Padme admitted miserably. There was some distinct fluster. They, however, were much less terrible than you are. Anakin gave a pleased smile.
Then I'm doing my job.
Padme smiled at him. I miss you. Some of the smug cheer fell off of Anakin. His holo-recorded image reached towards her.
You too. Come home soon?
Padme nodded, reaching back, her fingers brushing the blue image. Hearings are next week. I'm taking time off after that. I can't wait. Anakin's smile grew wider again.
Neither can I, my love.
Anakin, Padme said warmly, feeling every muscle in her body slowly relax in his embrace. Anakin brushed a kiss to the side of her head, and Padme held him tighter. It's so good to be home. The twins fussed a little as she picked them up. She tried not to take it too personally. They were young, and Anakin was their world. Well, Anakin and Sabe and Rabe and Rex and Echo and... Padme was still surprised at how many of her handmaidens had enthusiastically shown up at the Lake District house to spend some time with the twins. The handmaidens' bond with their queen was Durastil strong, but that didn't extend to babysitting duties. The clones were both more and less confusing. Anakin had always had a tight relationship with his unit, but still, one hardly expected former soldiers to take to childcare. Well, her children were very cute, she mused, cuddling Luke closer. Luke squirmed, then settled, sighing as he relaxed. A moment later, across the room, Leia relaxed as well. Anakin chuckled. They always do that. Leia stays suspicious of people until Luke decides they're okay. One day I took Luke shopping with me in Theed while Sabe watched Leia. Sabe told me Leia fussed the entire time, but 2 seconds after Luke decided she was okay, Leia settled right down again. My suspicious girl, Padme said fondly, and my sweet boy. Luke fell asleep on her, and Padme sat happily rocking him in the chair. Her plans for her vacation involved holding her babies as much as she could, except for when she stole some alone time with Anakin. Maybe I just resign from the Senate, she said softly, looking at the soft golden curls wisping across the top of Luke's head. Stay here instead. You'd be miserable, Anakin said, mumbling a little with exhaustion. He had set Leia down in her crib and was sitting on the floor next to it. He watched Padme through half-lidded eyes, tired, but clearly unwilling to give up her company.
Not because you're with us, but you'd watch other people make the laws and they wouldn't do it right.
You're making the galaxy better. You'd be miserable giving that up. Padme smiled over at him. And you?
Anakin inclined his head.
I take care of my family. I make my wife happy. What more could I want?
You do make me happy. But don't you want more? Anakin closed his eyes.
Qui-Gon declared me the chosen one, and everyone just went along with it. Palpatine used it to say I was special, smart, too good for the rest of them.
Anakin opened his eyes again, fixing Padme with a serious gaze.
The bigger picture has been really bad for me. Maybe there's something out there for me someday, but right now, I need to not be that person.
Padme took a shaky breath. That's good to hear. I've been worried that I made you smaller.
Anakin shook his head.
Not smaller, more focused. Where I need to be.
Padme smiled, standing up from the chair and setting Luke in his crib. He woke up enough to make an unhappy noise, and Padme hummed until he settled again. She held her hand out to Anakin.
Come on, darling, let's go to bed. I can't wait to be in your arms again.
Anakin let Padme help him up. Then he swept her off her feet in a twirling hug.
You know I'd do just about anything to make you happy, right?
He said softly, whispering the words against her skin.
You're already doing it,
Padme assured him, then tangled her fingers with his and pulled him toward their bed.
It was kind of you to invite me.
A familiar voice filtered into Padme's consciousness as she sprawled indulgently and fought her body's return to wakefulness.
Just a little longer sleeping, please. I missed you,
Anakin said fondly.
It's been too long.
It has.
Padme rolled over and reached for the pillow.
If she shoved it over her head...
Though I understand you've been keeping Padme company, Anakin started,
something almost suggestive in his tone. Padme froze halfway through reaching for her pillow, as her brain insisted that she needed to be awake now. Anakin didn't. He wasn't.
I do thank you for that,
Anakin continued.
Oh, she's a good friend.
The unmistakable tone of a flustered Obi-Wan Kenobi drifted into the bedroom. Padme grabbed the pillow and shoved it over her face as she fought the urge to scream.
Criff meddling husbands and criff their stupidly sexy best friends too. No, not Criff. That was not.
Padme seriously considered the pros and cons of spontaneous combustion. She didn't do this. Crushes. Attraction. She had married her first love and figured that was the rest of her romantic life sorted. Except now, she had embarrassing feelings and the worst husband ever and...
Is Padme okay?
Obi-Wan asked,
I'm sensing some distress.
Oh, mother of moon and stars. She was going to kill Anakin. And maybe it would be a double homicide if a certain beautiful Jedi Master didn't learn to keep his thoughts to himself.
She's always a little grumpy when she wakes up. Don't worry about it. Come on, you need to see the twins. They're so big.
Padme managed to get the worst of her murderous impulses under control and get dressed. That was a trial all in itself. What wardrobe choice best said, "I trusted you! How could you do this to me?" to her husband, while also saying, "Hello, entirely professional platonic friend, how nice to see you," to Obi-Wan. She eventually settled on a pair of silken pale green trousers and a floral top that continued the green, entwining vines amidst soft yellow flower patterns. The shirt sat high at her throat, had long sleeves and a short capelet. It was casual. It had absolutely no seductive properties. Thank you very much, Anakin. She considered her reflection in the fresher, and decided to leave her hair loose and her face free of makeup. She was at home. She didn't need to get dressed up. Padme left the fresher.
She returned a moment later. Just a bit of gloss on her lips, just to add some color.
She sighed and stared at her reflection, judging herself and applying the gloss at the same time.
"You're awful," she informed her reflection seriously.
Padme successfully battled the urge to do just a little bit more to bring out her eyes and stalked her way out of the bedroom. She found Obi-Wan and Anakin in the large kitchen of the house. Anakin was mixing something together in a large bowl, while Obi-Wan sat in front of the twins, feeding both of them alternating bites of something mashed and purple. The twins seemed to be having a who-can-get-their-face-messiest contest that Obi-Wan was so far managing to stay out of.
"He was gorgeous and taking care of her children. This was really very unfair."
"Good morning," Anakin said cheerfully, his mouth curving into a wicked smile. "Look, we've got company."
"Yes, I noticed that." Padme flashed him a glare for half a second before turning back to Obi-Wan with a smile.
"It's lovely to see you."
Obi-Wan raised an eyebrow and glanced from Padme to Anakin.
"You didn't know I was coming?"
"Surprises are fun," Anakin said. "And to make up for any unfortunate shock, I am making cloud cakes for breakfast."
"When did you learn to make cloud cakes?"
Padme asked.
"Rabe taught me. She said they were your favorite, so I figured I should learn."
Anakin flashed his most winning smile. Next to her, Obi-Wan gave a derisive chuckle.
"I know that smile. He thinks he's in trouble and is doing his best to get out of it."
Padme inclined her head in Obi-Wan's direction. "Well, if the cloud cakes are good enough, he's got a decent shot."
"I'd better focus then,"
Anakin said, turning back to the bowl. Padme sat down in the chair next to Obi-Wan. Luke caught her eye and seriously tried to inform her of something in his baby babble.
"You don't say,"
Padme leaned in, putting her hand on her chin.
"Fascinating." Next to her, Obi-Wan laughed, and Padme was mortified at how liquid pleasure rolled through her with the sound.
"Ridiculous," she chided herself. "You are a senator. You can handle this."
"I do apologize if my presence is an unwelcome shock. I know you two don't get much time together. Say the word, and I'll manufacture some emergency to pull me away again,"
Obi-Wan whispered to her in a low undertone, as he offered another bite to Leia.
"No," Padme reassured him quickly. "Anakin adores you, and I certainly don't mind your company." Her stomach underwent a complicated twisting as she dealt with exactly how true those words were. Keeping herself under control, she nodded at the spoon. Besides, if you were in here, I'd be dealing with that. Leia managed to get a quarter of the spoon's contents in her mouth and three quarters on her eyebrows, which was an impressive combination. Obi-Wan sighed. You're both going to need a fresher trip, he informed the twins seriously. He didn't seem inclined to dwell much further on the matter of his invitation, and Padme gratefully let the matter drop. The cloud cakes were lovely. The twins were cleaned, and Padme proceeded to glut herself on all the family time she could stand. She cuddled and played with the twins. They all went on a walk through the long grass by the lake, did a picnic lunch, and after 5 solid hours in the presence of infants, Padme was more than happy to let the newly arrived Sabe and Rabe still him. She loved her children, but mothering was exhausting. She had no idea how Anakin did it. I get a little loopy sometimes, he admitted, as the three of them strolled down a street, choosing to walk to a local restaurant for dinner. But there's a lot of support around, and they're good kids, really. You're taking this better than I could have dreamed, Obi-Wan admitted. I should have realized, though. You were always fantastic with Ahsoka. Anakin brightened. Yes, she's come around, too. I keep trying to convince her to go back to the temple and help you reform it, but I haven't gotten there yet. Obi-Wan shook his head. We'd welcome her, obviously, but I suspect it's not where she needs to be right now. The conversation meandered on, talking of the Jedi reforms, Anakin's opinions on them, a gentle back and forth that left both men smiling. As Padme watched, Obi-Wan ducked closer to Anakin and jostled their shoulders together. Anakin didn't break stride as he leaned his temple against Obi-Wan's in an affectionate gesture. They fit together nicely, Padme mused. With a sudden prickle of awareness, she realized that her unfortunate crush on Obi-Wan had just gained a new dimension, and it was wrapped up in the desire to have Obi-Wan kiss her husband. This was so unnecessarily complicated. Was romance always this undignified? Are you doing all right? Obi-Wan asked as they reached the restaurant door. You seem perturbed. Just lost in thought, Padme said, managing to avoid an outright lie. Dinner was lovely, on a wide patio overlooking the Medlisa River. It was a warm summer day, turning into a warm summer night, and the cool breeze coming off of the river was a welcome addition. As they dined, the stars came out, and soft white lights turned on. It was, Padme realized, very romantic. And about the time the stringed violins picked up, she shot Anakin a sideways glare. Anakin gave her a cheeky smile. Then he turned to Obi-Wan. You know how to dance, right? He asked. Have you learned any Naboo dance styles? Once more, Padme thought fondly of murdering her spouse. I don't think so, Obi-Wan said, likely saving Anakin's life. Of course, then he had to go and ruin it by continuing. I mean, there are a number of cool world styles practiced on Naboo that I know, but... Perfect, Anakin said, too quickly, and even Obi-Wan looked suspicious at that. He gestured at the cleared space on the patio, where couples were starting to find their way onto the floor and sway to the strings. You and Padme should dance. She loves to dance, and I'm terrible at it. I tried to teach him, Obi-Wan said, looking over at Padme apologetically. He was a very uninterested student. Padme laughed. That must have been a sight. I tried and failed too. He fights so gracefully. I think it's spite, Obi-Wan said, grinning over at Anakin.
You don't need to match a lightsaber swing to a beat, Anakin protested, grinning. Completely different.
Right. Obi-Wan turned to Padme and offered a hand.
Well, shall we?
Padme abruptly realized that the time to protest Anakin's matchmaking had been several sentences ago, and resigned herself to a spin around the dance floor. She tucked her hand into Obi-Wan's, fought down a shudder as his fingers closed around hers, and he led her over to the dance floor.
I'm not dressed for this,
Padme muttered, looking at her fellow diner's dresses, then down at her trousers.
You look lovely, Obi-Wan reassured her as he tucked his hand in at her waist.
Padme really shouldn't enjoy those words mixed with that action as much as she did. And Obi-Wan was a brilliant dancer, of course.
Why?
Because the universe had it in for Padme Amidala, that's why.
I was hoping you could help me, Obi-Wan said quietly as they moved through the steps of a gliding Chandrillan waltz.
Anakin is up to something.
I don't know what, but he's having entirely too much fun, and it makes me worried.
Padme sighed, ducking her head. She could probably manage to duck out of this conversation without lying or admitting, but that just left things unresolved, and it left the field open for Anakin to make things more difficult later. Best, she decided, to handle the release of information personally. Padme took a deep breath and lifted her chin to face Obi-Wan. I recently informed him I find you attractive. I think this is him teasing me. She held her breath as she awaited his answer. She half expected him to stumble and exit the dance floor as quickly as possible. Instead, Obi-Wan's mouth set in an unhappy line.
That's cruel.
Thank you, Padme said, exasperated. Then she noticed the seriousness of his expression, the way his brows drew tighter.
Oh, no, not really. Don't worry, I'm well able to withstand a bit of good-natured poking.
She hummed a little as the dance took them through a complicated twirling step. When they settled back together, she said,
There hasn't been much room for fun in our relationship. I think he's just making up for lost time.
Obi-Wan's jaw set. Be that as it may, I'm not certain I like being used in such a manner.
Then we'll tell him, and he'll stop. Padme squeezed Obi-Wan's shoulder.
He wouldn't want to hurt you.
Obi-Wan flushed.
It isn't so much... Damn.
His fingers at her waist tightened at the word.
You've been honest with me. I should be with you. I have, for the last few years, become aware that Anakin grew into a very handsome man.
Obi-Wan hummed for a moment, seeming to get stuck on the next words he said. Finally, he took a breath and said,
And lately I've had the chance to work closely with his very beautiful wife as well.
Padme colored, thinking through the implications of that as the strings wound down and the dance slowed. A singer got up on the platform and started purring out something deep-throated and romantic. Half the couple started to shuffle off the dance floor, while the other half wound closer into each other's arms. Obi-Wan and Padme stayed in the waltz hold, looking at each other. Padme, feeling reckless, stepped close to Obi-Wan.
I don't think I'm done with our conversation.
Let's let Anakin suffer for a change. She reached up to wind her arms around Obi-Wan's neck. Obi-Wan stiffened for a moment, before chuckling and relaxing. He let both his hands rest along her waist, and they swayed to the music. Padme stole a glance over to Anakin, who was watching them with his hands propped up on his chin, a massive smile on his face. "He doesn't seem to be suffering," she muttered petulantly. "Brat," Obi-Wan agreed. His thumb traced along the side of her waist, and Padme's breath caught. "So," she gathered her courage and pressed. "To make everything fair, when I told Anakin I was fond of you, he told me that he..." Padme abruptly decided not to use Anakin's exact words. "Was attracted to you as well. I think that's why he felt safe in teasing. It was a thing that we shared."
"It goes a bit beyond attraction for me, I'm afraid," Obi-Wan said softly. "As we've worked to reform the Jedi, I've realized our objectivity fueled our monstrosity. Attachment, which we so blithely discarded, would have protected us, I think. Forced us to know we are of this galaxy, not other. And as I let myself admit that, you realized you loved Anakin," Padme finished. "It made sense. Obi-Wan and Anakin had grown up together in a very real way. It made sense that in their adulthood they would turn toward each other again."
"Not exactly," Obi-Wan replied. "This is, after all, a much more recent revelation. We've been sharing our struggles, and I realized I wanted you, and that I loved you, all at once. And then after I knew that about myself, I realized I loved Anakin, too." He gave a heavy sigh. "I'm so sorry."
"No, don't..." Padme gave an exasperated huff. "The two of us, if left uncontrolled, could talk each other dizzy and deaf. I believe I'm going to borrow a page from Anakin's playbook." Padme went up on her toes and pressed her mouth against Obi-Wan's. His beard prickled around her nose and chin and cheek, and with a flush, she remembered Anakin's comments about that beard between her thighs. Obi-Wan's fingers tightened around her waist, and she felt it like a current running through her. Everything was suddenly hotter, brighter, as her body tried to capture every sensation. Obi-Wan groaned softly, then started kissing back. Padme pressed up and up, wanting to be closer, closer, wanting to devour him. She kissed until she answered her own question. Yes, she wanted him in fact, not just in theory. When Padme finally settled back on her heels, she said firmly, if a bit huskily, "We will figure this out." Obi-Wan gave a stunned nod. His eyes were bright, but she could feel the way his hands were shaking. Padme reached down and took his hand in her own, bringing it up to her lips. "Now go kiss Anakin, and then we can let speech carry the day again." Obi-Wan gave her a worried look.
"I'm not sure he..."
"Oh, he does," Anakin's voice broke in. Padme looked up to find him standing next to them, nearly vibrating with excitement. Anakin covered their clasped hands with his own.
"Thank you, love. I knew you'd understand," he said to Padme.
"Of course," Padme said,
even though she still wasn't certain what exactly she understood. But she could learn as she went.
She stepped back and gestured between the two of them.
"Go on."
"You're telling me this was the intended outcome of..."
was all the objection Obi-Wan got to make before Anakin's hand curled around the back of Obi-Wan's neck, pulling him into a kiss. Obi-Wan didn't seem to have any objection to the actual kissing when it got started. His hands wound their way around Anakin with remarkable speed, and given the soft groans Anakin was making, groans that Padme knew intimately well,
He was doing an excellent job kissing Anakin back. A polite cough sounded near her elbow. She glanced over to find a worried-looking host droid wringing its hands together.
Senator, while it is lovely to see you...
The droid gave a meaningful glance over at Anakin and Obi-Wan, whose hands had started to wander to decidedly impolite places.
This is a public dance floor.
The droid finished in dismay. Padme stifled a giggle. I'll see if I can't move them along, shall I?
Oh, thank you,
the host replied emphatically.
I mean, of course, we wish you and your young man all the happiness in the world.
It is appreciated, Padme said, her voice full of senatorial gravitas. Anakin's thigh started to edge between Obi-Wan's.
But could you please?
The droid gave a wave over the whole of what was happening in front of them.
Quickly!
Padme nodded, keeping her face grave, as that was the only way she could keep from laughing. Of course. She grabbed her young man by the elbow and gently pried him off of her other young man. Anakin looked confused, while Obi-Wan looked around them in faint horror. My apologies, Obi-Wan said to the host, flushing bright red. What? Asked Anakin. You're a menace, Padme informed him, dragging him off the dance floor. What? Anakin repeated, grinning. Padme paid for their dinner. Obi-Wan tipped everyone very well, and Anakin continued to be completely shameless, stealing kisses off of whoever was closest. Neither Padme nor Obi-Wan were capable of denying him. There are several thousand conversations we should have, Obi-Wan said, sounding dazed as they made their way back onto the road, walking toward home under star-studded skies. Yes, Anakin said firmly, to Padme's surprise. Then he continued, much to her chagrin. I'd rather just move you into our bedroom, but if that's moving too fast, there's a really nice room that overlooks the lake. I think you'd like that. I'm not sure what you want the twins to call you. I'm already Dad, but Papa could work, and... Anakin. Padme cut him off, laying a hand on his arm. I think there are even some conversations that need to be had before those. Like what? Anakin asked, confused. Padme patted his arm, turning to Obi-Wan. We love you too, she said simply. Would you like to be our... boyfriend?
Well, that goes without saying,
Anakin said with a huff.
Let me guess, mentioning that multiple partner marriages are legal on Naboo is...
moving a bit too fast, Padme confirmed. She slid her hand down to Anakin's and squeezed it. We have time to figure this out.
Anakin grumbled,
but his fingers tightened around hers and he settled down. Obi-Wan looked from one of them to the other and gave a gentle laugh.
Oh, as ever, Anakin, I appreciate your enthusiasm, even if I am a bit overwhelmed by it.
He offered Anakin his elbow in a stately gesture. Anakin gave a happy hum as he tucked his other hand into it.
I really like this, Anakin said sincerely, squeezing Padme's hand and pulling Obi-Wan closer at the same time. It feels right.
It does, Obi-Wan said. After a moment, he added, Yes, I think I would like to be your boyfriend, as odd as that title sounds. Good, Padme said, and leaned a little closer to Anakin. Now, while my dear husband is certainly rushing things...
I'm slowing! Watch me slow down! Anakin protested in good humor.
I do think he was right about installing you in our bed. What do you say, Obi-Wan? Care to postpone talking a little longer?
Obi-Wan tucked Anakin closer, sliding his arm around Anakin's waist to rest his palm along her back.
I think I can be convinced, at least on a trial basis, though I'm certain Anakin will lure me into permanence sooner or later.
Anakin made a protesting noise at that, and Padme looked up at him, surprised.
Now you object? No, not... I'm not trying to keep you here. Either of you.
Anakin squeezed her hand as he spoke.
You are both doing amazing work, and I like the idea of you keeping each other company as you do it. I just... When you come here, I don't want you visiting. I want you both to be coming home.
Obi-Wan went quiet, his palm warm and steady between Padme's shoulders.
It may take some time, he finally said. I'm still not entirely certain how to let myself have this. But I want to.
We'll teach you, Anakin said. We'll learn together, Padme added. Obi-Wan's palm pressed a little more firmly against her back, and they all followed the path back home. The end. Author's notes. I wrote this while struggling my way through a much angstier story, and it was such a welcome break. Star Wars gives us such excellent grit to explore, but sometimes it is healing to just go, but what if everything worked out okay? There are many worlds where Padme has to deal with so much worse. Let's give her one where all she has to deal with is a horrible crush. Well, okay, and trying to craft legislation and advocate institutional reform that undoes the sins of the Clone Wars and Palpatine's rule. It's Star Wars. You can't escape the grit entirely. Anyway, thank you for reading, and I hope you enjoyed. Reader's notes. I spent a significant portion of this story clutching my hands to my face, like to the point where I was accidentally covering my eyes, and then I had to stop, and then I had to pause and start back over again because I missed something, but then it was too cute, so I clutched my face, and then I had to stop, and it was like a vicious cycle. It took me quite a while to get through this because it was just too cute for words. I love the bit where Obi-Wan's acknowledging, hey, here's where the Jedi Temple went wrong and how we could make it better, and the part where Padme's acknowledging that, yes, this is my family, but I also have a lot to do still. I'm not ready to be a homemaker yet. But also the part where Anakin's like, having this distinct focus of this is my family is so good for him and his mental health. And the way that they trade the parenting responsibilities in a way that supports the other was so good for me. Also, tiny babies Luke and Leia having personalities, and Leia being the suspicious one at only like fucking 6 months old. I love it so much. It's so good. I'm recording this while the story is still in on, so I don't even know who to say thank you to, but when reveals happen, I will be putting a giant author's name, thank you for this, on the podfic. I fucking lucked out with Star Wars Repairs Exchange 2019, and if I can podfic all of the things, I will podfic all of the things. It's such a good exchange. Unrelated to this, but like, guys, there's so much good shit there. Please, go put it in your eyeballs. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Anon author, for writing this. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day. You say everything that no one says, but I feel everything that you're afraid to feel. I will always want you.